I'm Gary Lee, and welcome to the month of love. Oh, my goodness, all you heartbroken, depressed, woe is me people, we're going to help you out. Okay, I've got all kinds of tips, man. I've got all kinds of tips to help you out here in the month of love. But right now, we're going to venture off into Arkansas, to Gamalia, Arkansas, as we head to the Bayou Resort with Gary Faraci for our weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. Hey, this new month, month of love, beautiful, huh?
Oh, the month of
love.
Here
we go.
The month of love. Yeah, baby. I'm talking bubble bass candles and Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
There we go.
And a Marlboro dripping out of the corner of her mouth as she's looking at you saying, come on in. You know, I run like hell. It scares me.
Never ran so fast.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Hey, where do you want the back door? We don't have one. Where you want one made? Well, much better weather, you know, the last several days. And
absolutely. Absolutely.
I bet you've seen a few more boats heading to the boat ramp.
A lot more boats than boat ramp. The weather's been good, and fish has been rad. Everybody I've talked to, for majority of people, have done very well. Whether they're fishing for stripers or hybrids, whites, crappie, even the guys are doing crappie fishing, doing especially the guys like Borgman. He's always got a mess of fish put up there and stuff. But he's been out there doing well too. So, yeah, it's really really picking up. Had some guys bass fishing that did really well. They caught their limit in a few hours. So yeah, it's good stuff.
They're hungry.
They're hungry. Yeah, we got some nice weather. The water temperature's really good. The lake level's 554 and some change. Yeah, everything, it's a good time of year to be out there.
Mm-hmm. So, what are they catching them on?
Okay, so the bass, I'm going to go with tube bait, like gets it, stuff like that. Been bouncing off the bottom, been working pretty good. Most of the guys seem to like that. I think it's almost time to start throwing some type of plug or something, you know, in there and see what turns up. It's almost that time. So water starts changing here and start doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the crappie live bait in three or four different colors on the plat has been working really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, some people will throw like those wiggle warts, those B-52s, and you know, and just wiggle them real slow, just where they're just under the water, and they kind of make a little wake, you know, kind of like, you know, how people use a jerk bait, but more a slow roll reel, you know, and it should be getting real close that time of year for that to be just on fire.
Oh yeah, absolutely, and that's what I was saying, and it's still slow roll season. It's still that. I think you're rolling slow roll a little slower because that's that time of year, you know, with the water temperature what it is and everything. They seem to like that better this time of year.
I was always poor, so I went with the cheapest way to fish, and that was jigs.
Hey, it works good. They work good.
So. Yeah, jigs are a minna.
Yeah, they're an inexpensive way to go. So, and I've had some guys trolling with A-rigs and stuff for a variety of fish, you know, hybrid stripers, and they've got a few guys have done good with that too. So I think just the conditions are, it's like a little glimpse of the spring fishing already.
Yeah.
You know, first week of May, February, so yeah, we're already getting into some spring fishing now. You know, the weather's going to change, but take advantage of it while we can.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, you know, it's warming up, but, you know, still this January month is one of the best, or February, you know, end of January and you know, most of February is just phenomenal. But then we're going to go through another transition where the fish are going to be kind of moving again, you know, the shad. They're, you know, I mean, follow the shad. You want to catch fish, here it is. Here's your tip. Find the shad and fish right there.
Always.
Always.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like if you wanna find a chubby person, just hang out at McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's the truth. You know, it's, I know some guys that watch the birds and watch them dipping down to find out where the shad's at, so they know where to fish at. I get guys. I know guys all the time that say that.
Oh yeah.
We just follow the birds.
Right on. Hey Gary, for folks that want to know more, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Facebook page, great way to get in touch with us, drop us a line there, check out some of the pictures, and then of course that's on our website, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, Gary, and we will talk with you next week.
All right, you have a good one.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.